This is Wade Rasky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Under First in the Nation law, Oregon automatically registered more than 225,000 residents based on interactions with the state's Department of Motor Vehicles, obtaining a license or renewing a driver's license. Of those, nearly 100,000 voted last month, a turnout rate of 43%, more than half the 80% rate among all registered voters in the state. Common Cause will renew efforts to block any resurgence of state or federal laws making registration or voting more difficult. There's a concern at the federal level that there could be the introduction of laws to make photo IDs a national requirement or to require documentary proof of citizenship at registration, said the group's director of voting and elections. Total spending on health care in the U.S. increased last year at the fastest rate since the 2008 recession, reaching $3.2 trillion, or an average of nearly $10,000 a person, according to the Department of Human Services. Airbnb, the short-term room rental service, agreed to drop a lawsuit in New York against a newly passed state law that said it could hurt its business because it fined non-compliant hosts who flaunt new regulations. Student journalists see their roles increasingly important in shedding light on information about sexual assault cases on campus, particularly when faculty or student perpetrators could simply find other jobs or transfer to another university. Some universities are suing their campus papers in order to prevent the information from being made public. Scientists debunked a widely circulated media report suggesting that recent record-high global temperatures were unrelated to climate change. The report first appeared in the British tabloid The Daily Mail and was summarized in Breitbart News, the right-wing opinion and news site, cited incomplete data and drew incorrect conclusions, the scientists reported. Rajawali, the global agricultural powerhouses, are expanding their plantation empires, including destroying rainforests in Indonesia. The year before the clearing of trees in West Kalimantan, Rajawali's plantation arm secured $235 million loans for such expansion from banks, including Credit Suisse and Bank of America, according to an examination of lending data, which points to banks increasing the pressure on climate change. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.